Okay, we're ready for Simon Beis, Din Levishas Begodin, Vov Seifim. So this is a very important Simon that many people misconstrue a little bit and don't really understand. So we have to understand very well what the Mechaber is saying over here. So let's go ahead. Lo Yulash Chaluko Miyushav. One should not get dressed sitting down. El Yika Chaluko V'yachnis Bo Rosho Yisra'osa Bo Deno Sholchev V'nimsa Kishiyakom Shehun Mitchusa. So yet, rather, he should not get dressed already when he's sitting up in bed, when he's sitting up. Rather, he should take his shirt and he should put his hands and head inside the shirt while he's still lying down. And then when he gets up, the shirt will fall down. It will be covered as soon as he gets up. So, l'chora, so I'm going to read Sim Beis also together with this because it's very important to understand the whole Sim. Al yom beiz al yomer hinene bechedri chadarim miroini. One should not proclaim that he is inside in his privacy of his own room. So who's going to see me? Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu meloha chol haaretz kevodo. Same concept that we spoke about in Siman Aleph, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's glory fills the whole world and he's constantly watching us. So one should not say, even if he is all alone, he should not think he's all alone because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. So that's really the bottom line to understand this whole siman that what's going on here. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu meloha chol haaretz kevodo. So that which we said, so the chori, one could time that this is only talking about when someone is naked. Like it's mashed over here that one should, when he gets up from getting dressed, that he's not completely naked, start naked when he gets up. And one could think that's what the Mechaber is talking about. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Sif Aleph, he says, "Kol ma shedarko liyot mechusa v'godim liolam." Anything that's always covered. Aval rashay legalos yadol akuto. You could reveal your arm until your elbow. V'tzavaro ad chazeh. Al kain, Mishnah Berurah says, "Al ha'an pilaot." The socks. Yira lelavsham alupashim gam kain tachar sadin. Your socks you should also put on under your sadin. Shelo legalos yadlov. So not to reveal your legs. Shedarko liyot mechusa v'olam b'nir seilo shein holfin yachiv v'filu v'kayitz. When people do not walk barefoot. So you see Mefurash over here that since the Mishnah Berurah says very directly that even your socks, you should not reveal your legs, even your socks you should put on under your covers. We're not talking about someone who's completely naked. So what is the getter? So what is the getter over here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredea Chilik Gimel, Simen Mem Zayin Ot Gimel. So he makes a very nice getter, and Rav Berkowitz talks about in his tapes also, that basically he says like this. I'll read you a couple lines. The Ad Makum Shah Darkum Khosos in Yoma Derf Legalos who combo Makum Shinagul Legalos, the Gamish later Dana Kavana the Hu Kfisha Hokan Inch Bashuk the King Sarfios Bibais, the Bada Yahilok Bain the Kolami Dinos Elach Bashuk, Shalok Moha Kok Shahok in Bibait, Umakum Khusan Nikor Masha Derf Khasos, Gam Kishayoshe the Beso. So Rav Moshe Feinstein comes with two very important chilukim. Number one, the first chiluk is found in itself in the Mishnah Berurah that I just read. It says, "Kol mashe darko liyos mechusa begodim liolam." So that's a very important getter. That we're only talking about here that clothes that one is normally, that someone that's mechusa liolam, that someone is makhe to always have covered. Those are the clothes that we're talking about that one should get dressed under his covers when he wakes up in the morning in order not to be naked. The only things that appear are makhe to wear always. Only people think they're not going to know. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Kol mashadar kliyos mechusa liolam. And therefore, it comes to the second chiluk, that which we mentioned. Therefore, socks. The Mishnah Berurah says socks. You have to be careful. Why? What was the reason the Mishnah Berurah says? Because he said shelo legalos raglov shedarken liyot mechusas liolam in medinas eilu. So in those places, there people were always makbid to always have their feet covered at all times, and therefore it became under this gather that one should always have his socks on, and you have to put his socks on even under the covers. But we see in the first rare part of Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeya that Moshe Feinstein says, as Atzal says, that one does not have to be makbid on this nowadays because nowadays people are not makbid. That's not something that people are makbid on nowadays, and to always have their feet covered. Rav Nevin Saul Shlita holds the same way that one does not have to be makbid on his socks. And because he says in the first that people are not, nowadays, people walk around even barefoot. So people do not have the makan in this. So what is the gather? So exactly, so Moshe finds in what I just read, he says the gather is that what people are makan on in their houses and not in public. It's not even talking about what someone go out into the marketplace, someone go out to the shuk, wearing, that's not even what we're talking about. It's even more makan than that. It's so, all people are, what people are makan to wear inside their house. To be covered inside of one's house, that is when one has to be makbid on, not to megala when they're getting up and when they're getting dressed in the morning, and so too when they're getting undressed would be the same thing, and when they're getting undressed at night. So once again, the two chilukim are, one is only what things that are directly covered the olam, and the second thing Moshe finds, he says, is the olam inside one's house and not in Rishus Harabi. So, in the gather that Roberto says, what should people, person be makbid on? He says, whatever someone feels dignified. It's really a din in dignity. When someone feels dignified of walking around in their house, uncovered in front of other people, that is what one should be makbid on, to have covered, that she could get dressed under the covers. But if he feels dignified in wearing less clothes under the covers, even out in his house, so therefore he would not have to be makbid on even under the covers. So therefore, if someone's comfortable, let's say, walking around in shorts and a t-shirt in his house, so for sure, so then one would be not have to get dressed. If he's wearing a short t-shirt to bed, he would not have to be makbid to get out under the covers wearing that, because that is not a problem of dignity. He feels that this is a dignified way of walking around his house. And therefore, Bergwood says, according to Moshe, it would be fine, it would be no problem of getting dressed this way outside of the covers. And so to each on his own. So I'm not sure. Some people think it's maybe dignified to walk out without a shirt. So maybe they have to check their dignity. But that's really what they feel is dignified. It's dignified to walk around without a shirt on, even though the low hearts photo. So then it could be that it could be makel that he would not have to get dressed in this way, also under the covers. So another thing to point out in the siman is also there's a machlokas bach and taz. What in this whole siman, this whole idea over here is really an ikar din halacha, which is a taz holds, is really a halacha, versus the bach, and seemingly also Moshe Feinstein holds, this is all falls in the category of midas chasidus. So this is not falling in the category, so even if one would choose, and he didn't want to follow something, this is too hard for him to get it just under the covers, so therefore, it's only midas chasidus, it's not really halacha that one would be required to follow, and this seems to be halacha maisa. Where Moshe Feinstein seems to hold like this, like the bach, that it's only a din of midas chasidus. Okay, another, I think the best thing that one could do though is what Rav Nemensol told me, and what Moshe Feinstein says in Sefer Igros Moshe also. That the best thing to do is just if one is worried that it's very hard to get dressed on the blanket, what is it, what does it look normal, get dressed in the bathroom. That they hold that the bathroom is a place that one is normally megala himself, a place that's the derech for one to be, which you get soon in the Mishnah Berurah we're going to see before, which is mutter, that in a place that is normal, that the person gets undressed, so therefore he does not have to makan on these things, and one can get dressed completely and get dressed down to all his clothes. Take off all the clothes and get redressed, it would not be a problem. So the best thing to do is go to the bathroom at a place like this you might ask. So the bedroom also could be a place that there is to get undressed there. But it seems like that we see not really this from Chazal. We see not really this from Chazal that the Chazal designated the place in the bedroom is not to get completely undressed. Rather, once you get dressed under the cover. So either get dressed under the cover, what normally is what the derech of that person is to do, or get dressed in the bathroom and you get rid of all these problems. So that which I just said in the place that's the derech to do that is not a problem, so that's found in the Mishnah Berurah also in Sikkot and Aleph. So he says over here, when someone's going to take a wash in the river, same din applies. He could get undressed completely, it's not a problem, just like the base of Merchatz, which you just spoke about, that you could get undressed. You just get undressed and dressed as close to the river as possible, in order that you do not go with uncovering your body for no reason. You don't even have to cover your ervo when you're going down to the river. It looks like you're embarrassed of your mila. Looks like you're kofar and you're embarrassed. Therefore, you should not cover your mila. When you're facing the people, then you should cover up your earbud, as long as you do not touch your earbud. That's what it is. Therefore, in any place that's a normal way to cover yourself, as Robert was explaining, another good example is in a doctor's office where he checks you, so that would be another place where you mutter to get undressed. So any place that's a normal way of getting undressed, so that would be mutter, you would not have to do it tachat sadin, you would not have to do it under the blanket. Mishnah Berurah Beis said one has to be makbid v'chein yizar milobosh beis malbushin yachad b'pam echad. One should not get dressed. No, when you get dressed, you should not put on two articles of clothing both at the same time. Ki kasha l'shichcha, because it causes people to forget things, especially the Torah. So therefore, one should be makbid. And this Mishnah Berurah says, but if you look at Rav Nemtzal Dibur Maschil beis malbushin, he says, "Inyan ze ein lo ikar b'shas." There's no, it's not a mekor on the shas, which we talk about. It's simin aleph. Lachem, things that are just in the mekor in the Kabbalah, you do not have to get makom. And therefore, he says, "Lachem b'makom atzurach efshel ha'akov." There's a place that of need. You're allowed to be makel over here to put in two balbushim at the same time. And an example, he says, "In kiyon anchi bitachon." People are security people, army people. Shetzichim libash v'mihiru. Someone who has to get dressed very quickly. So therefore, he would be able to be makel to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. For the same reason, because Makor is not from the Gemara. Also, in Halicha Shlomo, in Simon, in Perek Beis, Sifkot Beis, which we're going to use to say for Lav Halicha Shlomo, which is written by the Talmidim of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Zatzal. So he says also, Dafki Yesh Kepeda Levisha. It's only this Kepeda of not being into the Malvisha, it's only when you're getting dressed. But getting undressed is not a problem of taking off more than one clothes. One pair of article clothing at the same time. And that which Mishnah Berurah continues and says, one who reads writing that's on a kever or looks at the face of a dead person also will forget his learning. So that which it says that not to read things that are on a kever, so both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch write, this is dafka by writing that's bullied from the thing, that only writing that sticks out of the kever, not writing that's engraved into the stone. Those things are sticking out. So most things, as far as I know, are not bully out of it. So it seems like according to Aruch HaShulchan and the Kiddush HaShulchan, should be makel. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah maybe be machmir even on that. Okay, moving on to Sif Gemol. So we've done Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. So all that was because of Melocha Aris, so it's all the same concept of having in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching us. And Siv Gimel, it says, Yidaktik v'chalukha l'lov shu kedarko. Once you've been daktik with the shirt to l'lov shu kedarko, shagur, correctly, shalo yafocha p'timi l'chotzi, should not wear it inside out, one should not wear his clothes inside out. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, his afo pishu tachas kol malbushim. Even though it's underneath all of his articles of clothing, you should still be makbid. You should still be makbid. And also, that which the Rambam writes, cut of a Rambam, malbush talmud chacham yeh malbush no v'naki, and talmud chacham should wear clean and nice clothes. Also, lo shimatze bigdol kesem u'shamunus yotze, should not have a stain or grease on his shirt. V'lo yibosh lomosh tarim, should not wear this. Fancy clothes, shakom yistakim, that everyone's going to look at him. V'lo malbush anmiyam, but not poor man's clothes, shum mevazet lo v'shal v'gadim v'inoni v'ayim, should wear mediocre clothes, supasha clothes that people are not thinking about. When we get dressed in the morning, we're not supposed to get dressed with the idea of, wow, I want that person to look at me. I want the person in my office to say, wow, that's the nicest shirt I've ever seen. That's not the point. It's supposed to be pasha clothes, so the Jews are not supposed to, we don't need to stick out. But the important thing is, even clothes that are even underneath, it sounds like even an undershirt, what you mock it to wear it correctly, not inside out. That is what's passing here, over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Katan Gimel. Furthermore, Mr. Berurah Sif Katan Zayin. This is actually for the next simon. For the next Sif. Sif Dalad says, Yino minal yom yitchil v'lo yikshirenu. You should tie, I say, when you put on your shoes, you should put on your right first shoe first, and not tie it. Ya'afarkach, yino shall smol v'yikshirenu. And then put in your left shoe, and then you should tie your left shoe. V'yachzer v'yikshir shal yom, and then you should go back and retie your right shoe. And the Gosset Ramah says, things that, not untied shoes,
think the shoes that don't have tie, you know, so yomim tchila, you should put on the right shoe first. So what is the makor for this? This is the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos goes back and forth, you put on the right one, the left one, and it was saying that one of the Amorayim, he put on the right one and didn't tie, put on the left one and tied and put back on the right one. What is the reason for this? So it explains the Mishnah Berurah, and it explains over there in the Gemara that the reason for this is because why do we but by the right side, you always give chashivas to, they should always say the right is the most chashiv. But for tying, we see by tying, when it comes to tefillin, we see the left is more chashiv that we tie on the left, that we tie on the left arm. So therefore, we put on the right first is the most chashiv because we want to give chashivas to the right, but by tying, we give chashivas to the left side, and therefore we tie the left shoe first. That is the reason for the mubban of this halacha. But, so therefore, according to this, it makes sense, and Rav Berkowitz points this out, and also in Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Bey's Halacha Kaf, that according to this, since we only see that the reason why we tie the left is because of the hand we put on tie tefillin, therefore women who don't wear tefillin, therefore they should tie the right shoe first. And that's what Rav Shlomo's out in Arba passing, that's what Rav Berkowitz pointed out also, that women should tie their right first. Mishnah Berurah Sikhon and Zayin, which I mentioned before, that which he says another thing in a Hakdamas, what do we put in the first? It says, Gam, in his dami lo shal yismo, yantanachi yabiyo lo shal yomim. Even if you get your left shoe first, you should wait till your right shoe comes. And in the end, he says like this, Kishu roches v'sach, when he washes himself and he's anoints himself with whether with oils or even soap, yomim t'chilo, he's doing his whole body, Rosh Tchila. You should do first through your head, because that is the top of all the Evarim. Therefore, you should wash it. He says you should wash your head first. So you go ahead into the shower, you should wash your head first. But he ends in very important words. It's the Ayin Bedarki Moshe. Mishnah Berurah ends and says the Ayin Bedarki Moshe. Over here, what's written over there in the Darki Moshe? The Darki Moshe says that the Minhag Olam is not like this. So I'm not sure really Halacha Maisa what is done over here, but you see over here the Mishnah Berurah obviously wants you to look at the dark emotion so that the Minhag Olam did not seem to be like this. So it seems like maybe in the end the Mishnah Berurah is positing that people do not have to be mocking on this so much. Okay, Sif Hei. One last thing in Sif Dalet. It says what about a lefty? So the Mishnah Berurah, an interesting Mishnah Berurah over here, he says over here. In Sif Katan Vav, Vikshu, I don't do any Kshira Matsinisha Torah, Nasna Hashiva Shal, Small Shakosha Latfon, so yeah, like we said before, Uban Hilo Shal, everything Sarah Hakim Small Kshira, the Eter Yad, and someone who's a lefty, Shemiyak Filim, the Yamin Shal Kodim, puts his Latfon on his right hand, Yakim Yamin Gan Lakshira, he should put also the right, he should tie his right shoe first. Which is mashma though, it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, that he should do the same thing as a regular person does by putting on a shoe. He should put on his right shoe first, and then tie his right shoe, then put on his left shoe. But as Rav Levitzal points out, if he's a lefty, Lagamre, Tzarech Ian, because maybe he should really, what should he do instead? He should put on his left shoe first, then put on his right shoe, then tie his right shoe, and then tie his left shoe. And that's what it seems like the more appropriate thing to do for an Iter Yad, for a lefty. Not like it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, that he should put on his right shoe first. Sif Hei, Kishicholz Minalov Cholitz Shotzmot Chilo. When you take your shoes off, when you get undressed, you should take your shoe off, you should take the left first in order to give Chashivas to the right and keep that on last. So there's interesting in the Luach Shal Eretz Yisrael, brought down, I believe, in Meshin Rav Kook, that this is Daka when you're doing it for no reason. You're taking off your shoes, you're going to sleep at night, whatever the reason is. But if you're taking off your shoes for the purpose of a mitzvah, so therefore you should daka take off your right shoe first, because it's for a mitzvah, you're taking off is part of the chilek of the mitzvah. What is an example like this? He says the example of this is on Erev Tisha B'Av. When you're chai to take off your shoes, you're not allowed to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av, so you should take off your right shoe first, says Rav Kook in the Luach Eretz Yisrael. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, not sure which parak, but it's on page 22, Amud Kaf Beis in Halicha Shlomo. He's cholik on this Luach Eretz Yisrael. He says that we're not that this is not the halacha by Tisha B'Av, because the reason why we're taking off our shoes over there is because it's not a good thing. It's not showing. Yes, it is a chiyuv for us to do, but nevertheless, it's showing one of the inuis. It's a negative thing that we have to take off our shoes on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, we should not knock them our right shoe first. But he is, however, a mitzvah. He says though, but an Erev Shabbos. When in Shir Shabbos, when you're getting dressed for Chavad Shabbos, so we're taking off our whole clothes, therefore you should take off your right shoe first, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he takes the same concept. He argues by Tishrei B'Av, but he agrees on Erev Shabbos to take off your right shoe first.
Siv B'Av. Also, Leilech B'Komas Gufa. One should not walk in a haughty way with his head held up high. V'lo Yelech Dal Amos B'Gili Rosh. And one should not walk Dal Amos with his head uncovered. Midnei Kavod Hashchina, for the Kavod of the Shechina. V'yivdok B'Kavod. He should always constantly, he should check, make sure if he has to go to the bathroom or not. The Ramah adds, V'yichasa Ko Gufa Lo Yelech Yachet. One should cover his whole body and should not walk barefoot. As I said before, Rav Nemtzel said nowadays, the minhag is that people do walk barefoot, therefore it's not a problem to walk barefoot. The yargil atmel lefanos boker ve'erev, shoes reasons from the kias. And one should be constantly, one should be careful to go to the bathroom at least once in the night, day and once in the night, in order to be reasons from the kias, in order to be a clean person. People should go to the bathroom as much as they have to. But, okay, in legame kisei rosh. So this is the makor for basically wearing kippa. Make sure your head is always covered. So bin and din, what is this bin come from? Is this halacha? Is this minag? What is this? So the Taz in a couple different places is mashed that he holds this is mamish halacha lemaisa when it's high to do this. Number one, he holds this. He says this over here that it's a problem of ubichuko seyam loti lechu, that the goyim, they're makkah to uncover their head. So therefore, for us to uncover our head, not for our head covering it, it's ubichuko seyam loti lechu. And furthermore, I believe in Simon Menvav, when he talks about the bracha of loteri sov at tifara, he says over there, also, we see over here, since the chachamim made a bracha of loteri sov at tifara that we're covered, that we have a head covering, so therefore we see from verse that it must be a chiyuv for us to have a head covering, he holds the a chiyuv mamish. However, the Gra and the Magen Avraham argue. The Gra and the Magen Avraham argue, and they hold that it's only a minhag. They hold that it's really only a minhag, it's not a chiyuv mamish, like we said before. In the times. It says, this is Midas Chasidus, the Magen Avraham says. So the Gra in Simon Ches, he says the rule is that there's only an Isser. The Rosh Hashanah only before, in front of big Rebbeim, big Dolin, or in davening as Nachal saying from Mitzad Moshe. Is that near the Magen Avraham? It seems like he holds like the Magen Avraham. So therefore, that's what Rav Berkowitz pointed out, and Rav Moshe and the Tshuva and Chelak Aleph Halacha Beis, and the second Tshuva and Chelak Aleph of Orach Chaim. He writes that why is it not a problem with Chukos and Lech? Seemingly the Taz is a good time. If you go over Makkah, they take off their hats and then take them off. So why is it the problem with Chukos Lecho? And Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that they don't take off their hats for a purpose, really. It's not the reason because of Avodah Zarah. They do it because they're hot. They do it because it bothers them. That's why they take off. Because when the rule is by Chukos and Goyim, that the only time it's usher is if we're trying to be like the Goyim because they're Avodah Zarah. If we're trying to do something dafka to be like the Goyim, or trying to do something dafka because not even trying to be like the Goyim, but if the Goyim do it because of the Avodah Zarah, therefore be usher legamri altogether. So the Rosh says, since it's not a din in Avodah Zarah, therefore, that's not right the reason why the Goyim take off their hats. Therefore, it's not a problem of a chukol saying about Tulecho, and therefore, it would not be a problem of halacha, really, it's only mitzad a musar, mitzad midas chasidus, that one has to constantly be cover their heads. So that's really mitzad ikra din halacha. But if you look at Rav Nevinsaw in Dira Masa Gomer, says even though he's arguing with Rav Moshe, but he's just pointing out something very important nowadays. Ulegalas harosh kedei laharos kamishena shomer Torah mitzvah. Someone who takes off his kippah in order to show off that he's not a shomer Torah mitzvah, who iser sha'ala inu mamish yareg val yavor, even though it's not mamish yareg val yavor, do such a thing, el iser akarav l'zeh. It's an iser that's carved for this, it's almost like he's being over iser of yareg val yavor, v'lachin afilo mish yitzah tofo v'holos from komas asurim. Someone whose yitzah heart grabs him, and wants to take him to places that are usher to go to. He wants to go to a trade restaurant, it sounds like, even like this. Ain't no legalis rosh, it sounds like he should even wear his kippah inside the trade restaurant. And I believe that he wants to ask for Nemetzal in Cain. There's Ein Lecha Godol Maris Ayin in this. It's a terrible problem. Maris Ayin. Someone's going to see this guy wearing kippa. Boy, in the McDonald's, going to think it's a kosher restaurant. How could this be? How could he wear a kippa? So he said, the Nemetzal said to me very stark. He said like this, that there's no worse Maris Ayin than making yourself look like a non-Jew. That is no worse Maris Sinai than that. To take off your kippah and make it chilly, show that you're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that is the worst Maris Sinai in the world. Don't forget the Maris Sinai that people are going to see going to Treif restaurants. So therefore, Renatol is very stark. The one has to be makim never to uncover their head. For sure, not to make it seem like you're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But then, this is where the Moshe gets his head there, since it's not really halacha l'mais, not really halacha, it's really inside these midas chasidas, that there are haterim for, let's say, parnasa reasons, if you have to go to the business, that for businesses nowadays, for businesses to go without a kippah, so there could be haterim, if it's gonna affect your parnasa. But, in these days, nowadays, even in America, it's very hard to say that where a kippah is gonna be a problem with your parnasa. You'll look no more weird than half of the society which wear all different sorts of things that make them also look weird. People, it's accepted to dress weirdly nowadays. So you wearing a little beanie on your head, a little kippah is not gonna throw off too many people, and really is not really in most cases gonna affect someone's parnasa. So everyone's gonna take their own chesbonos into consideration and not just not wear a kippah because they feel a little bit uncomfortable that the person's gonna look a little that weird. That's not a reason not to wear a kippah. We should be proud that we're Jewish. We should be proud that we wear a kippah, and that is a very good Muslim lesson to know that if we're really proud of what we believe in, then we have no problem with showing off that we're Jewish. We're Jewish, and people should not have problems wearing their kippah. So Rav Nemtzel in the Shir, he said there was no makor for this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach did not have a makor, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach felt that the size of the kippah should at least cover one third of someone's head. So not like the girls used to do in the Ayikran Jewish Academy, used to make kippahs for the boys that they used to cover maybe one tenth of the kid's head. It was about the size of a bottle cap, the fit of a cap. That would not be the Seder. One should at least have one third of the head covered. If not, there's other Golem held that the size of the kippah should be that every side that you look at the person, you'd be able to see the kippah from wherever they were looking at. So those are two different things. Obviously, there's no makor for these things, but that's how they felt that the size of the kippah should be. Mishnah Berurah Sof Sikhot Yud Aleph. He says, "V'da'o d'leinim gili arosh." In the fact that you're not allowed to walk with your head uncovered, "v'dai b'kisa yad arosh." It's good enough to put your head on your hand on your head. "V'adinim mefal arosh shari b'gili arosh." So that was what Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, the Dao Delining Gili Rosh, Dai Bekisei Yad HaRosh. It's good enough just to put your hand on your head. So at first I saw this, I was a little bit shocked, because the law usually is that your hand is really part of your body, and therefore if you put it on your head, it's not really considered a covering. Remember, this is one of the first things that Rabbina talked about in the law share on the Shana Aleph. But so people have to understand this is just she's just saying this l'inyan having your head covered. That's in having your covered, not walking with your head uncovered. That works. But in Sikhon and Yubez, you see him at first, this does not help for leaning davening or brachos. So he says over here, but l'hol mahani b'zeki, he says v'kol shekein she'asu l'varich. For sure, you can't make a bracha with your head uncovered. V'adin l'ilmod b'gilui rosh. For sure, you can't learn with your head uncovered. V'lo mahani b'zeki so'yad. Because for this, your hand covering your head does not help. The yad v'rosh chad gufin is considered one entity, and therefore your hand is not considered something that could cover your head. It would not be considered a good enough covering for your head in l'gamre. So these are some of the dinim over here. And in dealing with Bishas Begadim, it's a little bit shorter of a shir, but it's important for them to know, especially about getting dressed in the morning, so people get a little bit confused and think that automatically they have to get dressed everything under the covers, and it's a little bit difficult, and some people throw it all away. But as we said, we have two options. Number one, it's only talking about things that you're makbid on in your house, and it's only talking about, and also another eitzah would be to get dressed in the bathroom. And all these other dinim that come about getting dressed in the morning, a lot of interesting dinim at Khan. Next time we'll do Sinim Gimel, Hanhagos Beis HaKisei, Mirtz Hashem.